Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. For the third time in 6 years, an annual report named Vermont the state most at risk for major embezzlement cases. Perpetrators face strict penalties, a maximum prison sentence of 10 years, and fines up to $10,000 for each count of theft, according to state law. But that doesn't seem to be much of a deterrent. Chris Marquet is the CEO of Marquet International, an investigative security consulting firm that published the report. He joins me now. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Welcome, Jane. Thank you for having me.
What makes Vermont such a good or not good, but strong candidate for embezzlement?
Well, you have to step back a minute to understand how we came to the numbers in the first place. What we did was, first of all, we conducted a study. We've done it now for 6 years in a row. It's basically a white paper that looks at embezzlement, employee theft across the United States. And it looks at major cases, meaning cases where more than $100,000 was stolen from the organization. And the organizations could be anything from a nonprofit or religious organization to a government entity to a privately held business, a publicly traded company, and anywhere in between. So we look at those, and what we do is we look at the characteristics of the schemes themselves and how they were perpetrated. We look at the characteristics of the perpetrators themselves, you know, who they are, you know, how old they are, you know, what positions they hold within the organization. And we look at also the, you know, the various industries affected by these major cases across the United States. In the last report, which we just published, we looked at 554 cases we identified that we hadn't seen in prior years, new cases that have popped up in the course of a year. That alone is staggering, just to imagine the number of cases that are happening all around us throughout the United States, let alone in Vermont. So that's something that's always shocked me. But to get back to the analysis, we created something we call the embezzlement propensity factors to allow us to compare different geographic regions, in this case, states. So we took this, and the embezzlement propensity factor, or EPF we called it, is really an average of two ratios. And those two ratios are based on two, we think, very reasonable theories. The first theory is that the amount of fraud in a given state is going to be proportional to the economic activity in that state. And then the second ratio is, the second theory is that the amount of the number of these major cases in a given population should be proportional to that population. So what we did is we took the average of both in the first instance, the state share of overall losses to the United States divided by the percent state share of the total U.S. GDP. And then we averaged that with the state share of the total number of cases in the United States versus the state share of population in the United States. So
Chris, what I'm getting here is that it's a complicated formula, and you're really trying to look at the numbers in a fair way to take into account, you know, how much of the GDP Vermont is responsible for, and how much embezzlement there is, and when you put the two together, it looks like Vermont's very high on the list. But do you have a sense of why, what it is about Vermont?
Yes. You know, so I think there are a number of factors. I mean, it's a good question. It's a fair question. And what we saw was, as you mentioned, three times in the last 6 years, Vermont came on top. It's been on the list of the top 10, I think, five out of the last 6 years. So clearly something is going on. And when you just look at it empirically, there are, you know, there's a whole lot of embezzlement going on in Vermont, as you read in the papers.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of it doesn't even rise to that $100,000 level.
That is correct. There are a lot of cases we didn't even look at simply because they weren't that big. I'm looking at a list of 35 cases of $100,000 or more in the past, you know, since 2008 in Vermont. That's a lot of cases. So, but to answer your question, and I think, it's a difficult one to answer, but there are several factors. Well, going back to the analysis, we found that the types of industries most affected are, number one, financial institutions, banks, et cetera, number two, government entities, and number three, nonprofits and religious organizations. So when we look at Vermont, and the other thing we learned was that small businesses are at great risk, small family-owned businesses in particular that end up relying on a single bookkeeper, for example, to manage their finances. So when we look at Vermont, we see a state that's got, of course, lots and lots of small mom-and-pop shops throughout the state, family-run businesses often relying on a single bookkeeper. The business people, the entrepreneurs, they enjoy doing the business part. They enjoy creating whatever they're creating, and the selling part of it, and the networking, et cetera. They don't particularly like the back-end bookkeeping, so they hire a bookkeeper. You know, it's a single individual, maybe it's a part-time bookkeeper for that matter, comes in, does the books, and they end up relying on that person. They're there for years and years, and in many cases, they start stealing, and it just goes right under the radar of the business owners who are not paying attention necessarily because they've come to trust this individual, and it goes on and on for years and years, and it builds up to, large numbers. So that's one factor. The second factor is when you look at the state of Vermont, as you and your listeners probably know, Vermont's got a disproportionately high number of nonprofit organizations. In fact, I think I heard that it was the number one state in the union for nonprofits per capita. So the other thing we found, as I mentioned before, nonprofits, religious organizations at high risk for embezzlement. Again, the same reason. Nonprofits, the people who sit on the boards, the overseers, they're interested in the cause of the nonprofit. They're not necessarily trained in finance. They're not necessarily, financial people themselves. And therefore, the oversight factor in a lot of nonprofits just isn't adequate. It's certainly not adequate relative to, many businesses and the standards that businesses employ. So with a high number of nonprofits in the state of Vermont, again, you've got, I think, a higher risk. So the third factor is government entities. Government entities, again, were our number two most frequent victim. And in the state of Vermont, in many other smaller states or states that are dispersed population-wise, you've got lots of small towns, hamlets, that have very small, finance departments, single treasurer, sometimes even a part-time treasurer. You looked at the town of Ira, Vermont, that lost, I think it was $440,000, to Don Hewitt. This individual was meeting once a month with the, at his home around the table, joking, month after month and not really providing any of the underlying documents. And
Chris, I'm going to have to leave you there, but so interesting. I appreciate your analysis. The things that we value, small communities, small mom-and-pop businesses, leave us vulnerable for this kind of embezzlement. That's what Chris Marquet has found. His investigative security consulting firm published a recent report naming Vermont as the state most at risk for major embezzlement problems. We have his report at vpr.net. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jane.